Spring thaw.
Okay, that's okay. And that comes usually when?
Well, gee, I don't know, but it starts in about the middle of May to thaw.
Okay. Kind of late, really.
Up here. Yes, it is. Uh-huh. If we get our garden in before the 1st of June, we usually have a pretty big garden.
I see. Okay. And in this area, since it's so cold in the winter, do they cut ice out? In the old days, did they used to cut ice out?
Oh, yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
My father cut ice off of Dory Lakes for years. And they had an ice plow, and it was pulled by a horse. And sometimes, and the blocks would be about 24 inches. And then sometimes your lake would be 12 to 14 to 16 inches deep ice. Mm. Yeah. And they pulled this ice plow with the horse. And then the horse would saw it this way, and then they'd saw it this way with the ice plow. Mm. Then they'd get out with what they called a pike pole, and break it off after it was sawed so deep. You see, you couldn't saw all the way through. And then they take the pipe pole and shut down thing.
Get out.
And give her a bone and pull her out.
Just being friendly.
Yeah. And then they put it up the ice chutes into the ice barn, the ice house. And then they kept the ice cold all summer by putting sawdust on it from the sawmills.
Isn't that so?
Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Would they have called different thicknesses of ice? Would they have had different names for different thicknesses of ice?
Well, it was just the scum of ice, and then there was the thickness of ice.
What's scum of ice?
That's just what comes in the morning early when you just start to freeze.
Okay. Just
get late. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got you. Okay. Just, I'm not familiar with that at all. That's why. If it's been a really calm day here, and then late in the afternoon the wind begins to increase, you might turn to your husband and say, you know, the wind is really beginning
to blow.
Okay. And if it's been a real windy day and it calms down, you might say to him, the wind is...
I don't know. The wind stopped.
Okay. Would you ever say letting up? Or
I might say letting up.
Simmering down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just some other... Have you ever heard of a Chinook?
Yes, they talk about a Chinook a lot.
What is that?
That's when the weather warms warmer than it generally is, warmer than usual.
That's a warm wind coming up.
Okay. And how about you ever heard of a northerner or a blue norther?
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever witnessed it.
Okay, that's not something you really have in this area.
Never remember, no.
Okay. But a Chinook is. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. A couple of other expressions I was wondering about. If it's been a real hot day, you might say to someone, it's been hotter than...
hell,
okay.
Yeah.
That's what folks say. Right.
Yeah.
And how about if it's been really cold? You might say it's colder than...
same thing here.
No.
Okay.
We just say it's real cold.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about... if you have a period of time when you haven't had any rain in the summertime, you would call that
a drought.
Okay. And would you ever call it a dry spell?
Yes, we call them dry spells, or dry.
Okay. And during that time, you might turn to someone and you might say, "It's boy, this summer it's been drier than...
I don't know what expression I'd use. Okay. Just been dry.
Okay. Okay. And... when you, this is just a pronunciation, Adam, when you take air into your lungs, you...
breathe.
Okay. Now I'm wondering, what kind of cultivated grasses grow in this area, grow well in this area? Do any at all?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds?
I wouldn't know. I got Johnson grass in my yard, and I wish I could get rid of it, because it takes over everything.